I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Yes, you are. Welcome in, everybody. Hour number four on the Infinity Sports Network. It is David Shepherd, a.k.a. The Good Shepherd, in for the great JR Sport Brief. Special shout out to our esteemed executive producer, Ryan Botcher. Holds it down with JR each and every weeknight, 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern Time. Does a wonderful job on the phones, producing this show, running this show, coming up with the sound, coming up with a good amount of content as well. A man of many talents and a jack of all trades. I am not surprised by Ryan Botcher because I have known Ryan Botcher's performance for 3 years. Botcher, you've been here, what, since at least 2022, I want to say?
That was not my mic.
I was thinking maybe, you know, you're so multi-talented, you can even be a ghost and transport yourself to the update, yeah. Mike. I was blown away by that move. I've never seen that before.
Hey, no, but my first day here was the Baker Mayfield game where he played an emergency for Matthew Stafford when he broke his back.
Okay.
That Thursday night football game in 2022.
Okay. Interesting. So that was his third stint, not his second stint. His second stint was with Carolina.
Yes, that was his third team.
Yep.
That was when they cut him. They're like, yeah, we're going to go with Darnold and a bunch of other bad quarterbacks.
By the way,
PJ Walker.
You look at you getting love in this YouTube chat. Psych Mamter, Botcher, the most underrated producer at Infinity.
I know. Psych was defending me. On the drafts.
Right.
One of the few people that mentioned my name.
There was a draft?
You know, you didn't see the draft. I think you had to see the draft of.
What draft?
The Vegas, no, not the Vegas draft.
Was I in this draft?
I don't know. There's a lot of random names on that draft.
Okay. What did the draft consist of?
I think it was full-time members here.
Okay.
I think that's what it came down to.
Do I qualify as a full-time member?
I don't know. That's not a me question.
Do I host enough here to qualify as a full-time host?
That's a Bilotti question.
Okay. Fair enough. This is where I'm going with this, though, Botcher. Aside from you playing so many fancy tricks as if you're a ghost in the update seat, I'm not surprised by Ryan Botcher. What I am surprised, shocked, and blown away by is Cal Raleigh. What he has accomplished this season is one of the most unlikeliest things we have seen in the history of baseball. Cal Raleigh hit number 57 and 58 in terms of home runs over the weekend. Now, we'll play you that sound momentarily. But here's what makes this so remarkable. Cal Raleigh's never hit over 34 home runs in any season so far in his career. We've never had a catcher in the history of the sport hit more than 48 home runs. Cal Raleigh has 6 games left and is too shy of 60 home runs in a season. He can absolutely get to 60. He's probably going to get to 61, which would obviously tie Roger Maris for the second most home runs in the history of the American League. And he very well could tie Aaron Judge for the most home runs in American League history with 62. I'm not ruling it out when it comes to Cal. I'm not ruling anything out when it comes to him this season. Because what he's done is unprecedented. The fact that he became the first catcher ever to win the home run derby and then follows that up with hitting more home runs than any catcher in MLB history in a single season and did that with more than a month to go when he accomplished that in August, follows that up, you know, 2.5 weeks later by breaking the all-time home run record by Mickey Mantle for a switch hitter in a single season, hitting 55 and 56 in the same game. And then over the weekend, hits home run number 57, and that breaks the all-time single-season home run mark for a Seattle Mariner. And when you are breaking records that were set by Ken Griffey Jr., you're doing something extremely right. And you look at the home run leaders in 2025 this year, Shohei Ohtani, Aaron Judge, Kyle Schwarber. Those guys, on average, make $44 million a season. Cal Raleigh is not one of the 100 highest paid players in baseball this year. In fact, he's making 1/4 of what those three individuals are making this season. And unlike Cal Raleigh, all three of them have had seasons of at least 47 home runs or more and have a total of 7 MVPs, something Raleigh has not sniffed in his career prior to 2025. And outside of those diehard Mariners fans and really, really in-touch baseball fans, nobody knew who Cal Raleigh was before 2025. So for him to have this kind of a season makes it even more special. And what he's doing in the month of September cannot get overlooked for one second. His batting average in the month of September is 50 points higher than what it was for the first 5 months of the season. That's not supposed to happen for a catcher. This is the most demanding, most grueling, most arduous position there is in all of baseball. You're getting nicks, you're getting knacks, you're getting beat up. You have to control the pitching and you have to call the game. It wears on you, mentally, emotionally, and physically. You're not supposed to get better as the season progresses, but that's what's happening with Kyle Raleigh. He's got 8 home runs and counting this month alone. Again, batting 50 points higher than his average for the rest of the season in the month of September. It's pretty remarkable. And I don't know how many people are giving him his shine and his flowers and his accolades because he plays in the Pacific Northwest on the West Coast. But we're not gonna shy away from that right here. Because what he's doing is a season for the ages. And speaking of season for the ages, in the 150-year history of Major League Baseball, there has never been a catcher that has hit home run number 57 and home run number 58 in a regular season until 2025. And he did that twice this weekend. And of course, both home runs you're about to hear are courtesy of the Mariners Radio Network. Play it, Ryan Botcher.
Here comes the pitch to him. Swung on, that is cranked, right field, it's blasted, it is on its way, it is history! It is gone! Cal Raleigh stands alone! Number 57! He has hit the most home runs for a Seattle Mariner in a single season, passing the Hall of Famer Ken Griffey Jr.
Here's the pitch. Swing and a well-hit ball down the right field line. Stay fair. Goodbye, baseball. Holy smokes, he does it again. Number 58 for Cal Raleigh, getting closer to the Bambino. Cal Raleigh with a two-run screaming line drive. He is rampaging through the record books here in 2025.
Here's what's really cool about what Cal Raleigh is doing this season. Cal Raleigh isn't just breaking record after record after record, surpassing Salvador Perez, surpassing Mickey Mantle, surpassing Ken Griffey Jr., on the cusp of hitting 60 home runs, which is mind-boggling for a catcher. He's doing this while the Seattle Mariners are winning at a rate they have not done so in the last two decades. He's doing this while the Seattle Mariners are in a division lead by 3 games in the AL West. Think about that. They haven't had a late lead like this since 2001, when Ichiro was a rookie. That's how special this is. So he's not just putting up empty calorie numbers. He's not just putting up numbers that would make a fantasy owner pleased. He's putting up numbers that are relevant and impactful for a winning franchise. That can't get overlooked in this. And you ask Dan Wilson, their current manager, a former catcher in his own right for the Seattle Mariners, He'll tell you that Cal Raleigh isn't concerned with individual statistics and accolades whatsoever. The only thing he cares about is getting the Seattle Mariners to a place that they have never been as a franchise, and that is a World Series appearance. How can you not love this guy? Now, I wish the nickname were a little better. I don't think Big Dumper is really reflective on the kind of season that he's had, but it's stuck, and you know, who am I to say otherwise, right? But I'm blown away. I'm blown away by Cal Raleigh's season of hitting 60 home runs this year. It's remarkable. It really is. This guy had never hit 34 home runs or more in a season. He's hit 34 once, never hit more than that. Gets to 60. And you talk about the greatest catchers to ever play this game. Yogi Berra. And we could spend a whole hour on Yogiisms, by the way. Yogi Berra, Carlton Fisk, Roy Campanella, Johnny Bench, the greatest offensive catcher I've ever seen in my lifetime, Mike Piazza. Not one of those names has ever eclipsed 48 home runs, and Kyle Raleigh is going to get to 60 this year. It's insane, and he's not even one of the highest 100 paid players in the sport of baseball, and he is rewriting history, folks, and he's doing it for a team that has a division lead that is as late as a division lead as they have had in more than 20 years. So the fact that he is doing it, not only with the pressure of doing something that no catcher has ever achieved before, but he is doing it to ultimately propel his franchise to heights they have not seen in more than two decades. And so it is going to be very difficult to argue the MVP going towards anybody else other than Cal Raleigh. Speaking of which, we got to get to this point very quickly. Aaron Judge will have his fourth season of hitting 50 home runs in his career. He's done it three times in the last 4 years, by the way. That is remarkable. He's done it in the biggest market where there's the most pressure and the most scrutiny and under the biggest lights and with the biggest microscope, under the biggest fishbowl, and you never hear boo from him. He never complains. He never throws anyone under the bus. He never cites anyone else for his shortcomings. He just goes out there and he plays and he hits home runs and he does it with a smile on his face. And his four seasons now, a 50-plus home runs? No one has eclipsed that with the exception of two legendary players. One is Mark McGwire, and Mark McGwire, there's an asterisk attached to his name, a self-admitted steroid user, and the only other player to accomplish this is Babe Ruth, the Sultan of SWAT, someone who did this 100 years ago. That is the company that Aaron Judge finds himself in. And for a guy who essentially became a full-time starter at the age of 25 years old, for him to go on this kind of tear in the biggest media market in the world is nothing short of sensational. And him and Cal Raleigh right now are duking it out for the American League MVP. And it is going to be very difficult to determine and come to a conclusion of who is truly, quote-unquote, the most valuable player and what that actually constitutes. And it's a damn shame, because if there is one year where two guys should be splitting this award, it should be 2025. And it's going to go a long way that both individuals are very likable, very accommodating, very media savvy, but you cannot sleep on the season that Aaron Judge has had. And he's done this while also being compromised physically to some extent this year, while having to carry this offense for more than half the season. Giancarlo Stanton, he wasn't even healthy until July. And so the fact that the Yankees are in the thick of things in the American League is a testament to the bat of Aaron Judge. And I credit him for, you know, topping 62 home runs and then, you know, 2 years later, coming close to getting to 62, and then a year after that, having another 50 home run season. It's insane what he's doing. These are video game-like numbers, And he may very well, when it's all said and done, become the all-time home run king in New York Yankees franchise history, something I would have never even fathomed 5-10 years ago, because I didn't think anyone was going to top Babe Ruth. But if Aaron Judge continues at this pace and this tear, that distinction and that title of the all-time home run king in New York Yankees lore is going to fall on Judge, not on Ruth. And that's saying something. And the thing that I'm most excited about is who's going to win this MVP in the American League. I cannot wait to see what the media and what voters decide to do, because it is anyone's guess at this point. And this is a really good situation for baseball to find themselves in, because I remember 4 or 5 years ago, we were questioning, does baseball have any true superstars? Well, they got a handful of them right now. Shohei Ohtani, Kyle Schwarber certainly qualifies as a superstar. Two in the American League, no doubt about it. Cal Raleigh and Aaron Judge. When we get back, there were two other incredible milestones in baseball over the weekend. And it's a matter of also what if. And what do I mean by that? I'll explain on the other side, because the accomplishments by these two individuals, while they have had fruitful and highly productive careers, the first thing I think of with these two guys is what if. I'll explain on the other side. This is the Good Shepherd, in for the great JR Sport Brief, right here on the Infinity Sports Network. Number to join us, per usual, is 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. We'll take your calls on the other side. And again, we had two other incredible additional accomplishments in the sport of baseball over the weekend. But I think of what if before anything else when it comes to these two individuals. We'll get to that next. We'll also give you an update on Monday Night Football. This is the Good Shepherd, in for JR, right here on the Infinity Sports Network. Hi, YouTube chat, and we're coming right back.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief. Here's David Shepherd.
Welcome back, everybody. This indeed is David Shepherd on the Infinity Sports Network. Great to be with you, however and wherever you may be listening from. Always a pleasure to fill in for the great JR Sport Brief. And just want to remind everybody, this portion of the show is sponsored by Square. More than 4 million neighborhood businesses run on Square. To learn more, go to square.com or just stop by your favorite local business. See you in the neighborhood, Square. I thought I'd be seeing this particular Monday Night Football game in the category of high scoring. Ryan Botcher is scoring more on the basket in the control room with his fadeaway jump shot than the Ravens and Lions are in this Monday Night Football game. Now, Botcher, I don't have the privilege and the necessary leniency to be watching this game while I'm hosting a show, but I can tell you why this is so low scoring. Do you want to hear my hypothesis?
The ball did not go into the end zone or through the goalpost.
Well, that too. Is Ella Camper doing a commercial? They got so many actors and actresses from The Office doing commercials these days. Do you realize that?
Well, that's what they're known for. I guess who hasn't seen The Office at this point?
Well, a lot of people have seen The Office. By the way, Oscar is coming back in a little bit of a remake with The Office.
I don't know how long that's going to last. The paper company?
I know, man. I felt bad for Suits because you can't top it. You can't duplicate it. Yeah. So when they did Suits LA, they were doomed from the start because you're not going to come close to what they had in its inception. You can't create that. You can't manufacture that. That's a once in a lifetime kind of thing. You know, you're not topping that cast. You know, Louis Litt, you know, Donna, Harvey Specter, you know, Mike, Rachel Zane. Anyways, I can go on for a long time about Suits. But what I realized about this particular game, the Lions in the second quarter, Botcher, they had an 11 yard, 11-minute drive with 15 plays, 98 yards. Am I understanding that correctly?
Yes. I think they got the ball at within the 5 or 10, and they just dump off.
That's unbelievable. Well, look, you know, fortunately, you know, the Ravens, they created a lot of pressure in the backfield against Detroit in the final 2 minutes of the second quarter, and as a result, they get the ball back with 56 seconds left looking to tie it. But the Lions, courtesy of Jahmyr Gibbs and Dave Montgomery, let me see if that's a block punt. No, not a block punt, and no one ran into the kicker, so that's good. I do see a flag on the play, so we'll see what the holdup is. And the Ravens get the ball at a very favorable position, the Lions' 48-yard line. So expect Baltimore to at least get 3 points from this and go into halftime down at worst 4 points as Lamar Jackson takes off for a 15-yard run. When I think of Lamar Jackson, I don't think of what if. When I think of what if when it comes to the sport of baseball, one person comes to mind more than anybody else, and that is Mike Trout. Now, Mike Trout, to his credit, had a significant milestone over the weekend, and that is, of course, hitting 400 home runs, which he accomplished on Saturday. But it has been a rather difficult road to get there. I mean, you know, it's bad enough. He's been a part of the Los Angeles Angels, who have not won a playoff game throughout his entire career, which is a decade and a half, by the way, since 2011. He has not played more than 140 games in any of the last 9 seasons. So the fact that he's gotten to 400 home runs, you know, by the age of 34 is rather impressive, especially when you consider in the last 4 seasons, he has missed nearly 400 games. But when Trout was healthy, he was the best in the sport. He was better than Albert Pujols. He was better than Miguel Cabrera. He was better than everybody. And so, you know, I'm thinking to myself, a guy who's a 3-time league MVP by the age of 28 and a runner-up, by the way, in 3 other seasons, not to mention 2 other top finishes in the top 5 MVP finishes by the age of 28. For him to only be at 400 home runs at age 34, I feel like he should be at 500 at this point. But to his credit, you know, that blast that he had, number 400, it went 484 feet. And so Mike Trout already has had 2 of the longest 3 home runs hit this season. Translation, when he makes contact, he's still among the very best in the game. The problem is his body doesn't allow him to stay healthy for even 80% of the season at this point. But 400 is 400. Pretty impressive when you consider only 58 other guys have done that in the history of Major League Baseball. So we're going to play you the 59th player to ever accomplish that in the history of Major League Baseball. Here's Mike Trout's 400th home run of his career, courtesy, of course, of the Angels Radio Network.
Here's the 3-1 pitch. Trout swings at this one, blasts the ball deep. This is well hit, and it is gone. Mike Trout joins the 400 home run club. Just the 59th player in Major League history to do it. It was a no-doubter off his bat. They're saying it went 485, and the Angels have a 3-0 lead.
I thought it was really cool how the fan who caught the baseball wanted Trout to play catch with him and meet his family. I thought that was awesome how Trout obliged. So, you know, off a lot of points and kudos and credit to him for doing so. But when I think about Trout's career, you know, just the 5th player to have at least 400 home runs and 200 stolen bases by his age 33 season, and the other 4 to accomplish that, Willie Mays, Sammy Sosa, Barry Bonds, and Alex Rodriguez, as the Ravens tie it up at 14. Look at that. And Marco, I'm not going to give the details because I ain't going to step on your toes, but this does confirm to me we have a little bit of an offensive slugfest.
A little bit. I'll also correct you a little bit. It's technically 14-13. Don't give me extra point yet. They actually got to kick it. Just letting you know.
That's a fair point.
You don't usually, you know, jump
that's,
on that.
That's a good point.
Just letting you know.
But in fairness, Justin Tucker's not out there to miss extra points anymore.
Oh, geez.
So I like the Ravens' chances of tying it up at 14. That is the great Marco Belletti, folks. He'll be here all night. But with that being said, you know, I mentioned those four names, right? Willie Mays, Sammy Sosa, Barry Bonds, Alex Rodriguez. Their bodies didn't betray them. Now, their judgment betrayed them in the case of guys like Sammy Sosa, Barry Bonds, and Alex Rodriguez, but their bodies never betrayed them. That's the kind of company, that's the elite category that and stratosphere that Mike Trout's talent has afforded him to be in. The problem is the body hasn't cooperated. You know, it was more than 5 years ago when Mike Trout hit home run number 300. So the fact that it took him five more years to get to 400, I don't even know if he gets to 500. But he'll certainly appreciate and take time to celebrate this accomplishment as he should. This is Mike Trout after hitting career home run number 400. Let's take a listen.
It feels good. It was tough, man. But no, it feels good to get out of the way.
Just the frustrations you've been going through to get here. You've been swinging the bat well. But what has it felt like leading up to this?
I actually feel great in the cage, and I come out in the game. I don't know if I'm like just over swinging or, you know, trying to do too much, and we got it done with though.
Did it feel like it might happen tonight?
I kind of did. You know, you got I had a lot of my buddies back home and family members and. A lot of people text me, hey, when are you going to hit this homer? So I'm glad I got it out of the way.
What are the emotions going through the mind right now?
Yeah, no, it's crazy. I love playing this game.
Well, you should love playing this game, Mike. You've done it pretty successfully. I would say really successfully for the last 15 years. Certainly the first nine at an all-time player rate. Unfortunately, the body just wouldn't hold up, wouldn't be able to withstand the rigors and the challenges of a 162-game schedule. And to no fault of your own, it's not the love that you lack. It's just, unfortunately, the physical traits that hasn't been able to stand the test of time the way your talent has. Mike Trout does not have the most home runs among any active player in Major League Baseball. That title and distinction, of course, belongs to Giancarlo Stanton. Now, Giancarlo Stanton, he had a little bit of history made over the weekend as well, hitting home run for his career number 450. And this is also a guy whose body has betrayed him to some degree. I mean, he was able to hit home run number 450 in just his 1,719th career game. The only guys that have gotten to 450 quicker in terms of games played, Babe Ruth, Mark McGwire, A-Rod, and the underrated late great Harmon Killebrew. That's pretty special company. The problem is he's missed so many games that the amount of games he's actually played in for his career is usually reflective of someone 31, 32, not someone who's about to be 36 years old. But nonetheless, 450 home runs is quite the accomplishment, almost as much of an accomplishment of the dynamic broadcasting duo that Joe Buck and Troy Aikman are. Let's hear home run number 450, and this is courtesy of the Yankees Radio Network.
Two out, two on here in the first inning. The pitch, swing on, hit the right field, hit well. Going back deep and off the wall, and that is a home run. It got just over the advertisement out there. A three-run jack by Giancarlo Stanton. It's 3-0 New York.
Always good to hear the voice of Dave Sims, who's done a wonderful job being the heir apparent to the great John Sterling. When I think of Giancarlo Stanton, when I think of Mike Trout, these are two individuals that I just can't help but say, what if these two respective bodies didn't break down? Giancarlo Stanton would likely be at 600 home runs. Mike Trout would easily be over 500 home runs. And, you know, Giancarlo Stanton hasn't played in more than 140 games since his first year as a New York Yankee when he was in pinstripes in 2018. So 500 is very much in sight because when healthy, like Mike Trout, he can hit the living snot out of a baseball. I mean, it's really impressive what he's been able to accomplish this season. Didn't even get started until the month of July, and he's still at 21 home runs for this season. If he were healthy, I know if is a big operative word here for Giancarlo Stanton, but if he were healthy the entire year, he would have hit 49 home runs in the regular season. Not bad for a guy who's about to turn 36 years old. There is no question, even at 35, you know, Giancarlo Stanton is still an incredible player as he moves into 41st all-time in career home runs, already more than Mike Piazza, Cal Ripken Jr., and Vladimir Guerrero Jr. Number to join us is 888-710-4ISN. That is 888-710-4476. We will get to your calls on the other side. Before we get to a sports flash, got to say hi to my guy, Marco Belletti. Marco, how you doing,
man?
What do
you say, Shep?
Always good to see you, man. Always.
Same here.
Before we get to a sports flash, Mike Trout, in his prime, when healthy, you are an encyclopedia when it comes to sports, especially when it comes to baseball. Love hearing you host on WFAN, by the way. You kick ass, as you always do. Who's a better player in our lifetime than Mike Trout when he's healthy and in his prime?
In our lifetime. I'm older than you, so our lifetime is different.
Sure. Not by much.
Enough. All around game. See, it's a complicated question because then you take in the steroid conversation. And do we go down that road? You're asking me if you're the quote-unquote clean players and all that nonsense.
Right.
I don't know how to separate all of that. All I know is what I saw with my eyes.
Sure.
There was still nobody that was better than Bonds. There just wasn't.
Fair enough.
An all-around game. There wasn't. Now, is Trout close? He's in the conversation. He's in the Bonds, A-Rod, even underrated because his defense wasn't bad until he got late and fat and old. But Pujols is obviously in that conversation, too. Again, when you add in everything, because Trout could do it all.
Yes.
That's the part that, you know, there's some guys that just couldn't. Like Cabrera just... Maybe he could hit.
Well, Trout, correct me wrong, didn't he have 50 stolen bases at like 21?
I don't know. Sure. I know he could.
Right.
I mean, the guy could run. He could play defense. There wasn't a lot of center fielders that were better, if there were any. You know, when you talk an all-around game, you're talking into the Ken Griffey Jr., Barry Bonds area, and Trout's in that conversation.
And Griffey's never heard any whispers or murmurs or rumblings about being anything but clean. So he would certainly be in both conversations.
Sure.
Marco, the only person I can think of in their respective prime that meant more to a baseball team because of what they can do both at the plate and on the mound is his former teammate.
Shohei Ohtani.
That's it. Now if we're measuring when we started watching baseball, I caught Griffey for essentially his entire Mariner career. I mean, I caught him when he was still playing with his father. I remember those days. So I saw him as a kid. Now, I missed 90 when he was a rookie.
Mm-hmm.
I think he was a rookie even in 89. I think that was the beginning.
The exact year,
yeah,
I forget.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was 89 because I know he was drafted number one overall, and then he was a rookie at 18.
Well, if you remember his rookie year, then I'm pretty sure that was the year that he played with his dad. I don't think Griffey played much longer than that.
Fair enough. But Marco, I just when it comes to Mike Trout, I just can't help but say what if. I don't know if that's fair or unfair.
No,
but,
it's fair. It's unfair in the regard of, I mean, how do you control that? But it is fair in the fact that, look, there's a couple things that go against him. And this is part of, you know, it's an unfortunate thing, but it's the world we live in. One, his injuries and what he could have been and what he didn't get to. And two, guy played 3 playoff games in his entire career.
And won
got
none
swept.
Of them. Right.
And he did nothing.
Right.
I mean, how are you, hard to do that in a 3-game, but that's his entire legacy in the playoffs. They were, you know, Division one year, I think they were in the one seed. They were the good team. They got swept. They got bounced right out of the playoffs in a best of 5. And that was it.
Yep.
It's hard. It's hard when you don't see a guy play. Then you add in, and this is true for as much as we can argue about it, it's true.
Yep.
There also is a West Coast bias in the fact that nobody saw him play for most of the games. If you stink and you play in the middle of the night for half the country, it's hard for people to watch.
Yeah.
That's part of his legacy, that sucks.
If a tree falls in a forest and no one's around to hear it, doesn't make a noise. And by the way, you mentioned Barry Bonds, and I'm going to give you an update. I make this point very quickly. Barry Bonds struggled mightily in his postseason career with the Pirates, and he doesn't turn that around until he has a lot of help. And of course, we remember what he did in 2002 in that World Series.
Well, you could say in a lot of help. He had that whole playoff series, he carried them to the playoffs. He carried them through the World Series. He carried them there.
I mean a lot of help in terms of what he did for his body.
Again,
he had a lot of help.
That's a different conversation. A different. And look, and A-Rod had a lot more success in the playoffs than Bonds did early, but he had a lot of struggles too. Until he has the 0-9 with the Yankees.
That's true.
He was plagued by that too. There's a lot of guys, and that's unfortunate, but that's part of what this whole thing is.
Yes.
And for Trout, as much as you could say, well, it's not his fault he's playing in the middle of the night and nobody's watching, you're right, but when you're playing on teams that win 75 games, and as much as you're having monster years, it's hard for people to care, and it's hard for people to really, truly appreciate you because they don't watch you. You know, that was the same for Ohtani until he went to the Dodgers. I hate to say
I know.
We kind of paid attention early because it was new and it was kind of like, oh, wow, look what he's good. Right. And then after that, nobody cared because they won 74 games. Who cares?
Right.
Now you care.
I just hate going back and forth with you because you never have any, you know, passionate sports opinions, Marco Belletti. Number to join us, 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. We will get to your calls on the other side, but we will get to this date in sports history as well, a trademark and staple on the JR Sport Brief. Before we do anything else, let's get to our latest sports flash with a very objective sports aficionado. He goes by Marco Belletti.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief. Here's David Shepard.
Botcher, when you play espresso coming back from break, it makes me want to jump out into a freestyle, and I can't do that. So what are you doing to me here?
A freestyle of what?
Anything. I've told people I'm not going to freestyle anymore because I want to go out on a high, but this makes me want to rap, but I can't do that.
Why would you rap to Sabrina Carpenter?
Because this is such catchy music. And I want to remind everybody, Ryan Botcher, that you want to thank O'Reilly Parts and thank them for all your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Ryan Botcher, can't believe you'd do that to me. You know that's a catchy tune, brother. How can you not love Espresso with Sabrina Carpenter?
Well, that's why I played it.
I know. And how can you not love our next guy? Now, we're going to push back this date in sports history and get to as many things as we can on that. But we don't want to keep this individual waiting because we got a lot of love and respect for this man. Big Friendly in California. It's good to talk to you, brother. We've never actually spoken on the phone, but I hear you on all the other shows. So it's about damn time we correspond. Go ahead, my friend. And good to hear from you.
My man, the good chef, what's happening? And thank you for taking my call. I've been trying to find you. You've been hiding well. But you can't stay hidden from Big Friendly. But my man, I want to tell you.
Yes, sir.
So after the Rams let down and I cried in the shower for about 30 minutes.
Understood.
I had to tell myself, the Eagles do exactly what champions do. They find ways to win. And as a diehard Rams fan, I'm not going to sit here and listen to people say rigged or anything. The Eagles came out in the second half, dug their talons in, and went to work with their beaks like champions.
Yeah, and Jordan Davis is still running somewhere. That was unbelievable, and the push-tush working to perfection. And that's a Rams squad that's incredibly well-coached, Sean McVay. I'm not telling you anything you don't know, Big Friendly. And obviously Matthew Stafford is still playing like an elite quarterback. But for the Rams to not take advantage of a 26-7 lead, for Philly to score 26 unanswered points is insane. But that is, as Rudy Tomjanovich always used to tell us, Big Friendly, the heart of a champion. And Philadelphia, they don't have a Super Bowl hangover.
No. And real quick, before you let me go, and thank you for taking my call.
Always,
and I'm going to call you more. I look at it like this. Yesterday, as a Rams fan, it was disappointing, and now I got to take another picture in a small Eagle sweater for Perloff, but it'll be done.
Well,
but as a Ram fan,
you're in good company.
I hope this kicks them in the tail to show them that we can't shoot all our ammo in the first half and just throw grenades in the second.
100% agree. Listen, Caleb learned the hard way in week one of Monday Night Football. Look at his bounce back 2 weeks later. And we're talking about a Super Bowl MVP winning quarterback in Matthew Stafford, a Super Bowl head winning coach in Sean McVay. They will be just fine. Plus Puka Nacua, Devontae Adams, they're pretty damn special. Hey, man, seriously, great to have you on the phone line of the Good Shepherd, Big Friendly.
Thank you
call
for
back
my call,
anytime.
My man.
Always good to see you. Always good to see you in the chat as well. All right, Botcher, without further ado, let's get to that absolute staple of the JR Sport Brief called This Date in Sports History.
Back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. But some days I sit and wish I was a kid again.
It's time for This Day in Sports History.
You see, back in those days,
we had radio and you couldn't see anything. And it was primitive and lousy and we liked it.
On the JR Sport Brief Show.
I wish I was 50 years younger and I'd kick your ass.
Larry Merchant, always good to hear him. So, Botcher, we have Don Shula discussing his 300th win. This is courtesy of ESPN.
The team was great about it afterwards. I got a game ball and another plaque from the players. And the 300 wins, and thinking back through the years and the players that I've had the opportunity to coach, and some of the great wins and the thrills and everything that goes along with it, those are, when you think about numbers, and then you can't help but think about that.
That was incredible, Botcher. When you consider Don Shula getting to 300 wins, that was 1991, if memory serves me correctly, and ended up with 328 career wins, hasn't coached a game in 30 years, unfortunately passing away a few years back. And still to this day, I don't know if anyone ever touches 328. I thought Bill Belichick might have been close. We know he's not going to get another NFL head coaching job, more than likely. Andy Reid knocking on that door, but if he's too busy bumping Travis Kelce, that may not be good for him, as he may be gone in 2-3 years. So Don Shula picking up win number 300. 1986, Fernando Valenzuela wins the 20th game of his season in that particular 86 run. We all remember 81, winning Rookie of the Year, winning the Cy Young, winning a World Series. But that 1986 season for the late, great Fernando Valenzuela, the only time he's won 20-plus games in his career. Andre Dawson, 300 steal of his Hall of Fame illustrious career in the MLB. And Botcher, you have been clamoring to play this clip of Taylor Heinicke, someone that passed for the most yards in a particular game in this insane comeback win, even though he's the head coach of the Old Dominion squad right now. So we might as well play it. Botcher, hit it.
It's probably the most incredible football game that I've seen in 25 years of coaching, from a standpoint of, looked like we were blown out, down 47-24, and just would never stop fighting. Our kids just wouldn't give up. And to come back and win that 64-61, very, very gratifying to see what these kids did, particularly in the fourth quarter.
I felt great. You had a great coaching staff and a great game plan, and I just followed what coach was telling me. And then, you know, the receivers caught everything. Line did great, so I credit them.
So Taylor Heinicke, in that particular performance back in 2012, didn't just break the all-time NCAA Division I single game mark of passing yards. He shattered it. He obliterated it, 730 in total. And that is this day in sports history. Ryan Botcher, thank you for making this easy. Thank you for making this fun. And it's a pleasure to work with you as always, man. I hope we do it again soon.
Pleasure working with you too.
It was
You
fun.
Made it easy too.
Thank you, brother. I appreciate that. Any last message for our YouTube chat?
Not right now, no.
Okay.
Canned meat is bad.
Okay. Well, listen, if you're going to go tuna, don't go back. And it's good protein, and it's delicious, and it is satisfying. And don't knock it until you try it. Folks, it's been a pleasure to be with you the last 4 hours. You can always follow me at Shep On Air. You can always catch me 2 a.m. to 6 a.m. Eastern Time every single weekend morning, Saturday and Sunday. My special shout out to that YouTube chat. Again, special shout out to Ryan Botcher. And do not go anywhere. Bart Winkler is coming up next. I love you all. Be good. Be good to each other. Talk to you Saturday, everybody.